time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Marcus back with you for another hour or so here on The Drive. Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Jets Pizza. I'll have some of it tomorrow for you out there at National RX in Farragut. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, the Smoky Grays are making their return to Rocky Top, as it has been announced that over the next four seasons, the Volunteers will wear Smoky Gray uniforms for at least one game. The potential to scale beyond those years, the OG Smoky Gray uniforms and helmets will return. Haven't been seen since 2017 when we were, taken to the woodshed
Georgia.
By Georgia. We are 3-1 in those jerseys, having beaten Florida, beat Georgia, and Nebraska in those jerseys.
And we're 1-1 in the black.
Yes, correct.
Beat South Carolina, lost to Georgia.
Dark mode. Not that the jerseys, it really doesn't matter. That's more of fans being superstitious when they wear certain jerseys.
You're editorializing on your little top 4 at 4 news
report
right
think
now.
I just think it's a little important that we realize that these jerseys are here for the young ones. Doesn't matter what we have as a
top
record.
Top 4 and top 5 are not for editorializing.
Okay, well, let's see how long.
You to know your role.
Let's just see how long it takes when you.
No, I'm just.
When we talk about Deshaun Watson next.
Just telling you, don't editorialize.
Oh, we can editorialize. You're the guy who reads the news. We offer the opinion. We break it down. Just the facts, please, Marcus. Just the facts.
Sorry. Number two.
I'm sorry.
Deshaun Watson has been suspended for 11 games and will be fined $5 million in a settlement between the NFL and the NFLPA. They've made that announcement after the NFL appealed the 6-game suspension, feeling like it wasn't enough, with also no fine. It has been announced today that he will return for the Texans game.
Now, is he going to be the starter automatically? Like, what if Brissett, is it Jacoby Brissett? Is he the guy?
Yeah, probably between him.
I don't know. Dobbs looked incredible in their game.
What if Dobbs just balls out, just becomes the dude?
Be hysterical.
What do you do with that contract?
I don't know, man.
So what if they're 10-0 with Dobbs under center and you aren't taking Dobbs out of the lineup, are you? I mean, it is Jimmy Haslam, so you never know. Who is their coach? The Browns. Stefanski. Yeah.
There's new age analytics guys.
D. Haslam did say, when asked about Watson's comments about his innocence, she said, "Today, we respect his opinion. I do think in counseling, Deshaun will learn a lot more about himself." She added, "Counseling is a process. It's going to take some time for him. We feel like he's making progress."
So basically, she said, yeah, he lied. He's kind of a sexual predator. But we're okay with that. We're going to rehabilitate him.
A sick bleep as the... Jaguar fans.
You're editorializing again, Marcus.
Sorry, I was just trying to. All right, number three. The Big Ten agrees to an historic media rights contract, reportedly worth
it's historic.
At least $7 billion, to maybe even further the value as the seasons go on. They've announced that they have agreed to distribute rights with CBS, Fox, NBC, NBC's Universal Peacock, and will return partners with the Big Ten Network and FS1. This will all begin July 1st of 2023, and will run through the 29-30 season.
So Rutgers, Indiana, Northwestern, Iowa, they all get to step up and get that $65 million check every year.
Sounds like it.
Good for them.
Good. It's going to be interesting now, especially with Notre Dame being an independent. Are they going to try to go into the Big Ten, or are they going to just
They're saying stick Notre Dame's, heels in the ground? They're planning on negotiating a new deal with NBC, and they're staying independent. Swarbrick wants to stay independent.
They're so obnoxious.
Nobody holds a grudge like Notre Dame people hold a grudge.
I hope they just tumble back into obscurity, man. And I don't know, this Freeman guy, I mean, if you keep up with recruiting, like, he is just killing it.
They did lose a five-star recruit. Yeah,
but still, their class is very, very good.
I agree. At number four, seems that the Sam Darnold experiment may be over in Carolina.
What?
As it has been reported that Baker Mayfield is expected to be named the starter for week one.
Sam Darnold. We go ahead and...
Which?
Can we go ahead and label him a bust?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was that Rose Bowl game. It's a little bit of entertaining. We'll let you know, Marcus. That Rose Bowl game against Penn State's where he made all his money. He just really did.
We all know who Carolina will be playing in week one, right?
Browns.
Yes.
That's prime Baker Mayfield territory. He's liable to throw for 400 yards.
I really did think they were going to keep Darnold as the starter. I thought Baker was the better quarterback, but for whatever reason, I thought they'd dig their heels. But it seems that it's over for him, unfortunately.
O-V-E-R, over.
And finally, at number five, had a little bit of monkey business happening in California Zoo, as it seems a monkey called 911.
Really?
Seems
it's like one of those really smart Planet of the Apes monkeys, the Caesar or something. He's picking up the phone and dialing 911.
Well, it seems this little capuchin monkey called 911 from a zoo over the weekend, Saturday night.
Like on purpose,
Caesar,
or is he just mashing?
Dr. Zaius?
Is he just mashing numbers? I'm talking about the new ones.
Oh.
He's just mashing numbers and just happened to dial 911?
Well, the call disconnected and dispatchers tried to call back and text back as well, but there was no response. Deputies were sent over to investigate. They did find a cell phone, the zoo's cell phone, which was in a golf cart used to move about the property. Seems though the capuchin monkey escaped for a moment, hanging around the zoo on its own, grabbed the phone, and just started pushing buttons. Okay. Just so happened to call 911.
Yeah, if you hang up and they call back and you don't answer,
they're going to send cops. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a monkey at Food City recently. I know I'm supposed to editorialize, but I saw a monkey.
It's not really editorializing.
Oh, okay. It's just a weird thing to say.
No.
At Food City?
Yeah.
A monkey?
Dude was at self-checkout with a monkey on his back.
Really?
I don't know how I feel about this.
Was it a macaw or a chimpanzee or an orangutan? What kind of monkey?
I think it was like a similar thing, a capuchin, like one of those small little monkeys.
Was it like perched on his shoulder?
Yeah.
It freaked me out, man. They carry like, you know, they talk about zoonotic diseases, obviously, in the age of COVID. You know, you catch stuff from animals.
But just this whole trend to like, oh, I could take my animal anywhere now. I could take my animal on the plane. I can take him in the grocery store. I can bring him in the restaurant. It's like, no.
Did you see the woman who had a support peacock on a flight?
We are a civilized society of human beings. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got issues. And I'm glad that you have this animal that helps you address those issues. That's nice. Leave it at home.
Yeah.
Don't bring it to Wendy's. You can't bring it on the plane. I'm sorry. Unless you're blind and you have a seeing eye dog. And even then, it's like, really? You can't like mail the dog to your place?
Mail the dog?
Yeah.
I think you're being a little extreme. Now, I did have an experience with somebody that brought like a full-grown pit bull, didn't have the vest on it, just got drunkenly claimed it was his support animal. Pointed out that it didn't seem too highly trained to me since it was growling at people in the restaurant.
Mm.
Brought this thing inside. And he said, well, I'll sit on the patio. And you know, there were some other people. Somebody out there had a golden retriever with him. And his dog's still growling at people. I got some complaints. I went out there. I was like, hey, man, you got to get that dog out of here. And he's like, were you going to make them take their golden retriever out of here? And I was like, no. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, because, buddy, there is no situation where I can conceive where I'm going to have to go to the kitchen, get a butcher knife to defend everybody on the patio from a damn golden retriever. The way your dog's acting, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to have to deal with it.
Pit bull people are, you got to love those folks, man.
They're deluded.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah. Deluded.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Jets Pizza and Farragut. We'll be swinging by there to pick up a couple of, I guess you can't call them pies when they're the rectangular deep dish, right?
Hey, you still can.
You can?
Yeah, sure.
Rectangle pies?
I call it pie.
Whatever it is, it's going to be good.
It's delish.
I'll have some tomorrow. Jets Pizza and Farragut. Check them out. Tell them Fan Run sent you. Tweet from Dave. I bet Danny White referred to the, quote, strong UT brand at least 6 times in his intro press conference. Well, the school's unique, beautiful, iconic orange colors of its football team is a huge part of how that brand was built. Electing to wear uniforms that do not reach that established standard is absurd. Different is not, all caps, better. It's only different, and in this case, not worthy of that, quote, strong UT brand.
Wow.
Wow.
Dave, pretty strong statement.
Taking Banner Dan to task. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question of the day this afternoon. Are you glad the smoky gray uniforms are back? 81.8% of the audience so far says yes. More people are glad the smoky gray uniforms are back than think Degeneration X belongs awesome. On the list of awesome things Bear hates. I do not get that one.
Degeneration X is not awesome.
Let's not go down.
Okay,
we know how you feel. Can we just
You really brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Did you?
I don't get that one, man. I don't get that one.
Because most of our listeners are not Mount
We decided that 80% fans. Is the one is where it's it had threshold. To hit. It got 73%, which is a lot, which is a vast, vast majority. But I don't know. I think it belongs on the list personally. 70 has fallen down now. Okay, so now it's less than the DX poll. 80 votes, 71.3% to 28%. But still a landslide there as well.
Oh, I was fully intended on bringing up young Philip Fulmer on Twitter. I may have to do that in the future.
You're rig the poll?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines where Will is up next. Good afternoon, Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Good show today. First off, I've been out a little bit. The Big Orange Phillies phone lines, is that named in honor of the mayor of South Knoxville?
That or Big Orange Phillies in Halls, great place to go. Get yourself a sandwich, have a cold beer, shoot a little pool, watch some sports on TV, and anything else you want.
I thought you guys were kind of enshrining him already. But, yeah, the good show today. I had a comment earlier about Christopher Gabriel's call regarding the stadium, and I understand the dynamics have changed with packing them in, and, you know, you're probably not going to get 100,000. First off, the stadium, I think we all agree, the stadium probably can't actually hold 100,000 at this point. I think that that's a number that they chose, assuming maybe like 20,000 people, you know, crammed in there on the patio. But I do still believe that the big game, being able to use your word, swell to 100,000, kind of like you were talking about with the baseball stadium in the past, I think that's important. It feels totally different the whole day leading up to the game on campus, at the tailgates, everything, when there's just that many extra people for the big one. So I think it's important, even if it's once a year, to get up to that big number.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the stadium over the next 5 years or so. There are just, you know, they're not minor improvements. I mean, these are some pretty big things that they did this offseason when you talk about the party deck and the new West Club seats. And there's more on the way for the next 3 or 4 years. They're going to have big projects like this going on each offseason. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where it all ends up here down the road. But my thing is, I like the angle they're taking with Lindsey Nelson Stadium, which is to say we are going to prioritize atmosphere over capacity. Yeah, they could put a bunch of seats in the outfield and make it a 10,000-seater, and you know, maybe you fill it up three or four times a year out of 40 games, but make it 7,000 seats and keep it loud and keep that intense atmosphere that has made that a unique place to play intact. And I would kind of keep that as one of my guiding principles when you're looking at Lindsey Nelson Stadium and any improvements that are going to be made in the near future, is make it an experience, man. Make it a place where fans want to go to watch a game. It's comfortable, and where opposing teams dread going because it's loud and intimidating.
Yeah, I'm going to be really interested to see what those – I love the party deck, but I'm really interested to see what those, like, lower club seats, how much that's going to impact kind of the down low noise level. And I am glad it's behind our bench, which is good. That makes sense. But I kind of wonder – you know, that sparse of a seated section that close to the stadium, if it's going to feel a little different. But that'll just be something we probably won't really know the impact until the Florida game, but it'll definitely be interesting. And I think by and large, the renovations are good and needed. My only comment with the uniforms, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of not in love with the alternate, but I don't think, as I rack my brain, there's been a single school with the exception of Alabama that hasn't at least tweaked their uniform. I know Penn State is the other one people bring up, but even they've tweaked it. Auburn doesn't do much, but they've tweaked it. I think you've got to have the alternate. My problem is just how many times we wore the orange and white last year. I just thought that you can't wear it one time or whatever it was. You know, I think you decide what games are the alternates and just stick with that, rather than every single game, it's kind of like this, we're going orange on orange again. But I don't know. That was just my thoughts on it. And overall, I would be in the 81%. Happy to see the Smoky Grays back. I think it's a sharp look and, frankly, better than the all black, unless we can bring the helmet in. So, anyways, that was it for me, and I enjoyed the show today. Thank you.
Good stuff, Will. Appreciate the kind words. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the program this afternoon. When we continue, we'll go right back to your Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Also, at some point today, if we have time, I do want to discuss, now that it's been a couple of days, the Better Call Saul finale. We all watched it, right? Barry, you and Marcus?
Yes.
Okay.
Incredible.
So we'll give the spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet, but one of the iconic TV shows of the past couple of years is over that we all actually watch. So maybe we'll kick that around a little bit if we have time later. Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Thursday afternoon edition of the show continues. Big Orange Phillies phone lines are popping this afternoon. Let's grab a call from Brett. What up, Brett?
Russell.
Yeah.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Well, I work with the morning show guys, the three and out.
I'm guys. Sorry.
They've been great.
Surprisingly.
But.
They have been great. And I've worked with you as well for a couple shows, right?
I remember. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so there's an ongoing bet with them, about 12-0. Hickman and Houston have to make out for 3 seconds. Would you and Bear do that?
What? Here's what I want to know, Brett. Why are you bringing this nonsense? This absolute.
What do you mean? It's not nonsense.
Oh, hold on. Let me
interrupt Russell, Brett.
Why are you this absolute buffoonery? This exercise in stupidity. Why are you bringing this to our show?
Hey, Bear, answer the phone.
That is true.
I'm a happily married man. My marriage vows come before anything. I would not make out with anybody, male, female, or otherwise. for anything. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Brett.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you hear all those of the above.
I mean, what would you make out with Bear for a 12-0 season?
No,
I'm not asking you. I'm asking him.
No, would you but make I'm it?
Would you make out with Bear against his will?
Girlfriend, right?
I'm sorry. What?
Houston has a girlfriend, right?
For now.
Until she finds out about his feelings for Hickman.
Are you more nervous about kissing Bear than you are at 12-0?
Well, no. I want to do one. I want nothing to do with the other.
Exactly.
Like, what's hard for you to understand?
I mean, I'm asking the question. Houston was proposed the question.
You're asking the questions.
For you, what would you do?
Do what now?
What would you do?
What would I do for Klondike Bar? Is that like, what would I do for 12-0? I mean, I don't know. I might cut off a pinky. I might,
I ain't kissing a dude.
Yeah, I might drive a nail through my hand. I mean, I'll put myself in pain, but you're asking me to violate a sacred vow between me and my life partner? No, Brett. No, I wouldn't do that. Not even for Josh Heupel and the football Vols.
Oh, we talked about it last. We decided I'd let Russell, you know, the chainsaw that sits out in the vestibule.
Oh, yeah. Bear said he'd let me take a chunk out of his calf with a chainsaw.
You said you didn't say I would lose any muscle mass. Yep. You just said it was going to be a big gash.
You're going to survive. It's going to hurt like hell. You're probably going to have to go to the hospital, a lot of stitches.
Yeah, I was fine with that.
He would take that. I mean, we'll put our bodies on the line. That's the difference between us and the morning show and you knuckleheads, Brett, is we will go through no there's no like physical pain short of death that we are willing to endure for the greatness of the Vols, as opposed to you perverts, you psychos, you weirdos out there who want to make it weird.
Houston was very quick on the draw. Like, the initial question that was asked by Hickman was, would you kiss Nate if you could beat Alabama?
And Nate, you guys are all about this. I don't even want to talk about it. It's disgusting.
Nate was about to say something like, well,
what's disgusting about it? You wouldn't want to make out with me? I mean, I'm a handsome guy.
No.
It was funny because
insulted now.
Nate was going
to
make an
argument. He's been dying to talk about this.
I have not been dying to talk about it. It's just interesting.
He's like the fifth time he's brought. You know what, Brett? Get wet, Brett.
Bears are
comfortable. Coming in there, messing around with our show. Going back to your morning show with your freaky friends.
It'll be a freaky Friday tomorrow, 3-and-out. The three best friends anybody could have.
Best Nate, Houston, friends.
Hickman. They're tight. I always thought, like, man, the shows are close, man, but I always thought we were tight, but they might have us beat.
Yeah.
The morning show. They're buddies.
Yeah. If you know what I mean.
You're really angry today, Bear. All because of jerseys.
No, it's really not. I mean, you've been dying. You bet's like the third time that whole 3-and-out thing's come up. Came up yesterday. You brought it up earlier.
I did not bring it up yesterday. That was Jake. Jake brought that up yesterday.
Well, you brought it up earlier in the show.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I thought something was interesting that's happening at the station.
We don't normally talk about 3-and-out on our show unless we're trashing them. All right? You got anything to trash them over?
I feel like this is a big trash, isn't it?
I don't know what's happening here, if we're being honest.
That's kind of the whole thing.
I mean, the member of their show called us and asked us what our opinion was on their weird off-season hypotheticals about making out with each other. Like, I'm play spin the bottle on 3-and-out on Friday.
Don't give them any ideas. What's their Survivor show?
Oh, their that thing where they eat pig brains. And
if LSU loses to Mississippi State, Nate and Houston will have to cuddle for the entire show.
Like, why is there a women's brassiere out here in the office? It's like ginormous, dude. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I asked about that too. I was told,
what the hell was up with that?
Apparently, it's for potential punishments. I think I was told.
Oh, yeah,
punishment.
I didn't go too much into it after that. Apparently, it's been here forever, but it's just not been on the table.
I mean, with the chainsaw and the round, the dangerous chemicals, I mean, why not at this point?
the dangerous bra next to the chainsaw?
Well, it's just abnormal because last time I checked, it's pretty much all dudes that work here, although I do know that...
Somebody's rocking the man's ear.
There's a young lady that sits in with overtime, Lorraine. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her. But other than that, 6 years I've been here, it's a bunch of dudes. So...
Do need some more females around here. I will say that.
It's a He-Man Woman Haters Club, dude.
What?
Dude, I was...
A He-Man Woman's Haters Club.
Is that where you dress up as He-Man and hate on women? Like what?
I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. Move along here. Oh, no, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. 546-8200. Let's get Chris in here next. Chris, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, I love the smoky gray uniforms. I'm not a big fan of the black uniforms, but I love the smoky gray.
Well, other than Butch Jones dreaming it up, I really didn't have a problem with the smoky grays. I thought they started wearing them too much. And my only problem really
was love them.
With the blacks is it wasn't ready for prime time last year. Like they shouldn't have. I know they were eager to do it, but they just weren't. Like, well, who is it? Roberto said they were on a container ship somewhere off the coast of Pyongyang or something.
I just think the grays look really, even though Butch Jones did them, but or at least when he was a coach, I just think they look really cool.
Just kind of triggered me a little
bit.
I like
the mountain range on the helmets, personally.
That's special.
Yeah. Bear is triggered by the old uniforms. They're not traditional.
He's a traditionalist.
Should we go with the leather caps, too, Bear?
The leather caps?
The old single bar face mask?
Well, today's Eric Berry Day. You know, I just can't believe it. 2 weeks away, I'm starting to get, like, fingers just trying to get a little tingly right now.
Oh man, it's been a long off season, but
I think we're all getting tingly. Sounds like three and outs getting extra tingly in the mornings.
They're in a different spot.
Speaking of that, that's disgusting. I wouldn't make out with Bear if Jessica Alba agreed to be my girlfriend for a year.
Really?
Yeah. Take it back. Take it back, Chris.
See, it's not cool.
Take it back, Chris.
It's not cool when somebody says they
you'll take it back, Chris.
Any man, let me rephrase that. Any man.
All right. Getting ready to go. Bye bye.
Does that sound better for you, Bear?
Yeah.
Any man.
Wasn't a personal attack on me.
Well, I do have one question for you, Bear.
What's that?
I'm 46. I know you're what, about 10 years older than me, I think.
No, I'm not 10 years old. I'm a few years older than you.
Okay.
He's so sensitive right now.
Here's my question for you, Bear. You're probably going to flush me after this as a joke, but I'm going to ask it to you.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, back in the day when he was around this age, you know, had the little jock strap, you know, with the little string around behind where his whole butt was exposed. Do you have one of those? See ya.
That was just rude.
Why?
It just was.
What just happened? Why would he ask
I don't
you that?
Know. The answer is no, because I like... You know, most everybody else, as soon as Nike came out with compression shorts, stopped wearing. You know, he's talking about the old school jock straps. Wore them back in the day. You didn't have any choice, man.
Do they not wear those anymore?
Mm-mm. They're all like compression shorts. And then if you get the ones for baseball or, you know, some people wear them in football. I'm surprised more don't. They do have the ones that, you know, where you can put the cup down in them.
Really? I was not aware of that. You learn something new every day. The old school jock strap has gone the way of the buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. Had that big wide band on them. Did you ever have to wear one?
No, but I always thought it was weird, like the white football pants, you could see the jock, the bands around the guys. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to see that. Thinking about this guy's
junk.
Well,
then they went to compression shorts. I guess they figured out, you know.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
What got bad, there was what was the guy, running back's name from LSU? He got the seat of his pants ripped.
Oh, yeah.
His booty was hanging out on national TV.
Hey, it happens.
Kevin, I think he played for the
Patriots. Kevin Falk?
Yeah, he played for the Patriots, yeah.
Had a booty showing?
His rather large right cheek was hanging out.
It happens. Kevin Somebody Falk sent me a video of some dude in a track meet. He was running a sprint, and I guess his little singlet or whatever is not – he had a wardrobe malfunction, and he kept having to reach down because he was kind of – slipping out. He was flopping. I was like, dude, just go for it, man. You got the stadium full of people, is being televised. Just gotta go for it, man. Free and easy. Flowing in the breeze.
What's the most notorious wardrobe malfunction?
Probably where that word term comes from was Janet Jackson
was
and
say the same
thing. Justin Timberlake.
That wasn't a wardrobe malfunction.
I agree with you. I think it was staged.
No, I don't think it was staged.
What are you talking about?
I think he ripped too much. He went one layer too much on what he was supposed to tear off.
Well, yeah.
You think he was supposed to tear off her shirt, but not the brassiere?
Yeah.
And she just happened to be wearing a star-shaped pasty over her nipple?
It wasn't a pasty. It was a nipple ring.
Okay, yeah. So even weirder, even kinkier.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I would have never thought Janet Jackson would go along with something like that.
You don't think one of the Jacksons would do a publicity stunt?
Not Janet.
Really? You don't think
Calm down. Step when you're talking about
Ms.
Jackson.
Watch your step, dude. These people give new faces to each other for Christmas, and you think it would be bizarre for one of them to show nipple Super Bowl?
Not Janet.
Stop.
Not Janet.
What do you mean, not Janet?
Not Janet.
She had one of the cover of her comeback album in the 90s was like her bare chested with some dude holding her boobs. They're all attention, you know what?
I wanted to be that dude when I first saw that album.
Well, that's fine, but
you will not besmirch the good name of Janet.
I'm not
Jackson.
Besmirching. I'm just saying, like, it was a clear publicity stunt.
Didn't mess up her
kind of derailed her career and. Justin Timberlake didn't affect him at all.
Did it derail her career?
She's
talked about it.
Yeah.
She was in on it. 100%.
Merry Christmas, politely Michael. I have
disagree.
News for you.
All right, let's get Westchester in here next. Good afternoon, Westchester. You're on the drive.
This may be a short call, considering the mood Bear's in. I'm still trying to figure out how Bear doesn't listen to a show he calls once a week.
Did you say you don't listen to Three and Out?
That's what I told him off the air.
Oh.
I listen to the intro, and then that's about it. If they say something that I find interesting that triggers me, I'll usually call
you
in.
You listen. Just stop.
I don't listen to the whole show.
I don't listen card. Well, no, nobody listens to the whole show. Except for our most loyal fans, but we all listen to Three and Out. Those guys are okay, even if they are making it weird for all of us right now. Westchester, are you taking John Hodge up on his bet?
Oh, I did listen to that. I'm considering it. I am.
considering it. Well, you got to talk to your lawyers first.
Well, I went through Kentucky's schedule today, and apparently I'm not negative. I'm just as negative with other teams. I had Kentucky at like 3 or 4 wins, so I don't know.
The hell are you smoking? Do you see their schedule? It's easy as hell.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe it was 4 or 5, but I mean, their non-conference is a joke, but who are they going to beat in conference? They're not going to beat Florida, let's be honest about that. Although that would be one of the most Tennessee things ever for them to fire up Florida with a loss right before the playoffs.
They did it last year, didn't they?
I mean, they might beat Missouri, and they should beat Candy, but I mean, those are their only gimmies, aren't they? Anyway, we're not talking about Kentucky football on this show. We're not. We're not going to get sidetracked like that. Guys, let's talk about something slightly more disturbing. Who was the NFL guy who had the wardrobe malfunction with while he was running the 40?
Oh, yeah.
In the, in the combo.
I don't remember who that was. A big guy. Was it Chris Jones, maybe, out of Mississippi State?
Might have been.
I thought it was somebody from Clemson.
I'd have stopped, readjusted, reran it.
Yeah, he flopped out. Well, I mean, he didn't flop out till the very, very end.
Oh.
So it was pretty much done.
But, yeah, that would be totally embarrassing. I couldn't imagine that. Did y'all watch have y'all already talked about the Manti Te'o documentary to death?
We haven't talked about it at all.
Have y'all watched it?
I haven't.
I haven't either. I didn't know if you had.
I watched it. It was. I'll be honest with you. I felt bad for him more than anything because
that's what I heard. Is it paints him in a very sympathetic light?
Yeah, like he, the way that he dealt with it, clearly incredibly naive to be like with someone for most of his college career, dating them quote unquote, while having never met them,
to get catfished that publicly, and that was like the first time we'd ever heard that term, and he was kind of a laughing stock. For a long time,
draft stock, didn't it?
And what kind of money he could have gotten? Yeah, he was projected as a first rounder, ended up in the second round.
But can you really be dating somebody if you've never seen them? I mean, to be considered dating someone, quote unquote, seems like you'd have to go on some dates. How do you go on dates?
Yeah, I think
in the pre-internet age, yes. I mean, I think you can be close to somebody. I mean, I've never met Christopher Gabriel. We're close in a purely platonic kind of way. Man, it keeps getting weirder this hour. But it's like you have to – I don't know, man. That guy was a total laughing stock for several months, and evidently it really impacted his playing career because he was
– He was dealing with like bad anxiety. He mentioned like his first couple of years at San Diego, he would just get this numb feeling and – He'd say when he was in college, he felt like he was the alpha dog out there. But then all of a sudden now in the NFL with everything he was going through, he felt like he just wasn't there mentally.
I feel bad for the guy, and it just seems like it would be too cringy for me to be able to watch.
Did they address my out there theory? I know, shock, I have an out there theory. But did they address my theory at all that he might possibly have known about it but just played stupid to avoid the embarrassment?
Well, so he mentioned...
Or he got some bad advice somewhere telling him just to play it out.
So he did mention... No, you're good. He mentioned that he had received a call or he was talking to her quote-unquote sister after she had died, even though she was non-existent. And then this sister said, it's me, trying to say that she was still alive. And so he started to realize something was going on, but he didn't know what to do about it right away. So by the time the Deadspin article came out, he knew a little bit, but he didn't know to the full extent of what it was.
What was her name again?
Lene Kakua. I don't know.
That's a good trivia question. I mean, that's like a solid 4 or 5 point question, I think. I bet most people don't know that name. Much less could spell it.
Yeah.
Guys, that's about all I got today. I'll keep it brief and not a total letdown for everybody. So have a good show.
Thank you, Westchester. Appreciate it. All right, guys. I got a split.
Oh, you going to split?
Yeah, Bear and Marcus are going to take you home. I'm going to make it really weird before I get out of here.
Are you?
Yeah. At Salty or at Kayak Vol, Salty Vol on Twitter says, for a win over the Tide, Bear could get tongue. For a 12-0 season, he could pitch.
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
Pain subsides, fellas. 12-0 is forever.
Is this one of your freaky friends that's texting you this?
At Kayak Vaughn, I don't know. Y'all have a nice night. Love you guys. We'll talk tomorrow live from National RX.
The Drive.
Welcome back into The Drive. Closing times. You don't know what it is, Marcus. 31 years ago, about right now.
I've literally typed in August 18th, 1991, and I've
got a little history birthdays. Was made.
Hurricane Bob.
If I could go be the one place, if I could go just to see it.
Is it I don't know.
Ah, my buddy Derek knows what it is. Sent me a very nasty text. I can't read on air. 31 years ago, about right now, on a boardwalk in Manchester, England,
oh,
a little band by the name of Oasis had their first show. There's like one or two people there.
They probably should have known.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, hey, Stack.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, we got Stackhouse from Overtime sitting in Russ's chair. I don't know why. I just decided to have Stackhouse in here.
Well, I appreciate that a lot,
he tweeted something out that made me laugh earlier today about Kentucky. But yes. And I forgot we do have a caller on the Big Orange Phillies hotline.
Who we got?
We got T-Carp.
T-Carp, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? I'll gladly drive home with y'all and finish it out. Russ being a loser, having to jet out for what, family reasons?
Yeah, he's some kind of parent teacher conference or some crap like that.
Oh my goodness.
And he's probably trying to get down to the buffet at the Pizza Inn before the apple pie pizza runs out.
he's got to get there, guys. I was actually going to call and just talk to you about the Janet Jackson thing. I still can't believe you really think that she didn't do it on purpose, Bear.
No,
she had a little star sticker.
It wasn't a sticker. It wasn't a sticker.
Oh.
It was metal. I think she was, it was pierced.
Are you an expert at this? Never mind. I don't want to know.
Well, no. I mean, I watched it repeatedly, admittedly.
Okay. A little, again.
You go back and look, man. That really derailed her career, dude.
I was going to say that. It's like, why did that derail her career so much? Was it just that mainstream primetime Super Bowl was not ready to be sexualized like that?
Well, I mean, when was that? 2000 and what?
Four? Was it 2004? I don't know if I want to Google this right
now. Yeah, it had to be early 2000.
Are you're always afraid to, this guy's afraid to Google stuff. What was it you didn't want to Google the other day?
It's right there.
I just want to point out.
You didn't want to Google the other day about the Dolphins.
Yeah, because what you asked me to Google about Dolphins Bear seemed like it might put me on a list. I don't want to do that.
What do you mean a list?
I mean, it can't be that bad.
Like, no, it wasn't. Jackson. I mean, we can't talk about it on the radio, but it wasn't that bad. I Googled it on my phone. I wasn't scared. Marcus. Oh, God. I don't know. If I Google this, my name will go on a list. You don't think my name's on about 15 lists already, buddy?
You got to at least try to make some list. And you can always go incognito mode, too, dude. So,
have you ever had the police called on you from a different city?
It was 2004. I was right, by the way.
So that was 18 years ago, T-Cart.
Yeah, that's true. So 18 years ago, yeah.
Kind of different time. If that happened now, I bet people probably wouldn't bat much of an eye. But, I mean, at the time,
really
it was... It was Janet Jackson. I mean, she's never, other than the album cover Russ was talking about. And I would like to point out the album cover was her husband.
Okay.
Whose hands
was doing it.
Her husband had his hands, you know.
Right. We
covering her.
That makes up for it. Yeah. Sure.
Very, you know.
Absolutely. It's a little provocative, but
you gonna tell me you didn't have a crush on Janet Jackson ever?
Oh, I was 18 years ago. I was 13 or 14 years old.
You had a crush on Janet Jackson.
I had a crush on every woman that looked halfway decent, buddy.
Yeah. She's one of my childhood crushes. She played Little Penny on Good Times. She's like a couple years older than me, though.
The childhood crush I don't think I'll ever get over, Christina Aguilera, man. Mm. Buddy, back in the early 2000s, that one poster she had, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm a little bit older than you. Mine would have been my first poster.
You can look
it
up. You can Google it.
Remember my buddy Alan's older brother had the Farrah Fawcett poster. We were all like 9 or 10. That was life-changing. You know the one I'm talking about, the infamous one?
Yeah. Huh. Classic.
Quickly, and I'll get out of here. Maribel plays Heritage tonight. Ocevot's, debut, real game. What are we thinking? You have any ideas?
You guys, I mean, why are you doing this, man? I mean, you wanting to get flushed? opening weekend of high school football. You guys are going to blast them because you recruited anybody that was capable of playing really good football that would have gone to that school is currently going to be wearing black and red tonight for the Maryville Rebels. Do we have to keep going over this year after year?
That's okay.
You guys recruit Greater Blount County, Greenback, Heritage, William Blount, West High School.
West High? We don't do West High.
Oh, get the hell out of here. I've got friends that coached at West.
Hey,
I'm not going to name names, but yeah, you've had kids that were zoned for West.
Hey, T-Carp, I do want to ask you before you go. Sure. What are your thoughts on the Smoky Grays? Are you glad they're back? Are you indifferent?
I love the Smoky Grays. I mean, everybody can hate on them. Everybody can get the whole Butch Jones thing. I am so sick and tired of living in the no fun era because Butch Jones tried to do something. Granted, he cheesed it up, but I'm done with that. I want to have fun again. I choose to like the Smoky Grays because they're awesome. And that's my opinion on it. And another secret, I like the Adidas Smoky Grays better. Oh my gosh.
Huh?
Oh, I can't agree with that one. I don't know. I'm not.
They were all right until they sent out that. What was it? That one year they sent them in UT, like sent them back.
Oh, the ones where they had the checkerboard on the
God. On the, yeah, they actually, exactly, yes. Because some of them made them into like Walgreens for sale. I was in the drugstore and I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, everybody was like, what the blank is this?
I mean, it was an abomination.
I like the one where they had the mesh look. They had the different color mesh and it looked really cool, I thought.
The only ones I like were the ones the basketball team wore, but I don't know. Call me crazy.
But yeah, I like it. And also, I'm really confident about this team, man. I was watching the Florida game last year, and we just didn't have a defense that could stop anybody. I honestly think this year we can edge rush and we can make something happen. But like that was the Florida game last year was where you saw Heupel's coaching come into play. We went for it on fourth downs. The guys were open. The players just didn't make the plays. This year, I think the players are going to make the plays consistently. So I don't know, man. I've got 8-4 in my head, but more and more I think about it, I got 9-3 going. The sooner we get to the season, but love you guys. Y'all be good.
Appreciate it as always.
Do you like the alternate uniforms stack?
See, I like our black ones so much that I don't care about the Smoky Grays anymore. That's kind of my stance. I don't mind them.
I don't like the fonts on the black ones, and I really didn't like the fact that the helmet was still white.
See, I would love to see a black helmet, too. That's my biggest change in those uniforms, too. But I didn't mind. I like the black outlining on the helmet. It kind of made it still pop.
Yeah, I think it's just insane to do that to yourself. Or it's so hot here in Knoxville early in the season. You don't want to be wearing black in September.
See, are they redesigning the Smoky Grays at all? Are they supposed to every year?
Yeah, so that's what they said, that there's going to be potential design changes up until the 2025 season. So they're sticking with the last version we had, which was 2017.
That makes sense.
For the first year. And then next year, my guess is they're going to do some slight tweaking to find out, which is weird to do it over a bunch of seasons, find out what fans prefer and not prefer of their jerseys.
I don't mind the every year change. I like the constant continuity of change.
Yeah.
In uniforms, just to keep it just a little mixed up.
Like I like for me personally,
I want orange and I want white.
I'm not even in the middle between the traditional of what Bear and Philly and all them want compared to like Oregon. Like I don't want to do what Oregon does.
No. I like ours. I like the three uniform change.
I like the orange jerseys, white britches. I said it, britches. And then if I can throw in the Smoky Grays in the dark uniform every so often, that's what I would prefer.
All right. Well, thank you for hopping in here for a segment with a stack.
Thanks for having me.
I turned myself off. I was so used to doing that every afternoon. for Marcus and Stackhouse, this is Russell Smith, and we'll see you tomorrow.